appeal, holding that Yud Beis Omer Aleph. The Mishnah says, Ein Poidin, you cannot be Poidin, you can't redeem the Petah Chamor, if you have your firstborn from the Chamor. Loi B'Egel, you can't use the young calf. That's not called a Ser. For Loi B'Chai, you can't use the Chayom. Rashi says, it's not a Tzvi, not an Ayol, not a Deer, not a Rim. Loi B'Shuta, you can't use even a Ser. If it's Kishochtim, it has its dead already, has a Shechita done to it. It has to be a live Ser. For Loi B'Treifa, it can't be a Treifa. So Rashi says, a Treifa means Shenechtuchu Raglein Minakubu L'malo. A Treifa, that it can't, that its leg was taken off, that it's cut off its leg from above its knee. And we'll see in Gemara why these things are possible for a pigeon b'chor. Tatechamor. Now, v'loy b'klayim, you can't use this seh that came from klayim. That means Rashi says, tayish ha'abo l'rochol. Let's say that's of an eiz. Let's say if a goat comes upon a lamb, so even though a lamb, the mother was a seh, but since the father was a goat, that's also possible. V'loy b'klayim. V'loy b'kri, and not a kri. A kri is a suffix chay, a suffix b'hema. So these things are not called a seh, therefore it's possible. However, Reb Lezer mata b'klayim. Reb Lezer holds no b'klayim it's muta. You could be poyed the tetchama with the klayim. If Neishu said because it's called the ser, Rashi says the bein rocho or bein eis kriin ser. And no matter what, the father, even if he was an eis, even if he was a goat, that's also called the ser. So if even though it comes from a goat and from a lamb, that's called the ser, it's still kosher le pigeon tetchama. But the Yosef B'Kfi, Kfi is no good because it's not the same. Maybe it's a Chaya, it's not called a Seh. But when it's a Suffolk, because it's a Suffolk. Now the Mishnah says, Nosnu L'Koyin, Ein Akoyi Rishon L'Kaimoy. Nosnu L'Koyin, Rashi says, A Petach Amor. Let's say somebody gave the Petach Amor itself to the Koyin. Instead of redeeming it with a Seh, the Yisrael gave the Petach Amor itself to the Koyin. So Lachar is, Ein HaKoyin Rishon L'Kaimoy. The Koyin himself cannot keep it. Even he has to first redeem it with his seh. He has to be paid the rezon petach amor with his seh first. So now the Gemara says, Mas nisin mani ben bagbag ki. A Mishnah Chura goes according to ben bagbag. The Tanya will learn like this. Ben bagbag says, Nema kan seh. It says here in the Pashot, petach amor seh. For Nema lahalun seh. It says by Korban Pesach also the word seh. So ma lahal and prat lachol Hashem as alalu, just like by korban pesach as posel nego nechayi leshruto, is avkan here also by petach amos also prat lachol Hashem as alalu comes to include all these things. It's not including the word seh. That's what Mishnah says. All these things are posel by petach amor. So Rashi explains why by pesach are these things posel. So Rashi says because the pasuk says. First of all, it doesn't come from ego v'chayu. The Sura says, Seh minak vosim minizim. Now, v'loi shochu, divin and shchit l'shem pesach. You have to shech l'shem korban pesach. U'klai yinami loy d'klai main krevel and gabi mizbeach. So therefore, these things are possible for korban pesach. So within here also, it's possible for ped nechamor. So the question is, the Gemara is the question, if so, in Cain, if you make this gzera shoviv, so why don't I say, Imal halen zochor korban pesach has dafka be a zochor tomim complete then shon only 1 year old or less afka maybe also the set to be paid the petach amor maybe also is only a zochor and it's not the word the mishnah before said zochor in the kevah and also tomim and the mishnah before not the mishnah in the balmum or ben shon only 1 year old not more so why don't I say this also then so more says no tam lim and this the pasuk says tipode riba it's an extra word tipode ribui. That even though it's more than a year, you know, it's in a cave, you know, it's a balmum, so it's kosher of a pigeon petach amor. So more is, let's say, e tipode ribui, that's marbo, yourself, feel the kohani nami. So say the first thing is also, maybe it's a ribui, even a chaya, even a shrut, even a trefa. So more is a norm, came of soul, sese, mahanali. What do I do with the gzeva shav, sese? So my is, there is the gzeva shav to say it has to be a set. And those things are not kachsorn in the etzim bein of a seh. Mashenkim in the kevo. As that kachsorn in the etzim din the seh, or else the balmum, therefore these things are still kosher la pigeon petach amor. Because it's not a korban dikaloch, it's not in the seas of a seh, that's still called a seh. Now the more question like this. Ibor, or the question like this. Mal lifted to ben pekua. What's going to be if you have a seh, that's a ben pekua. That means shenim tzarashi says, chai bebehem ashruta. You shechted the mother, you shechted the lamb, and inside the lamb you find the baby. So the locker is that the baby is called the ben pekua. So if that's a seh, is that kosher pigeon petach amor? So much like this. Ali, but Reb Meir Letibol, Chon, Reb Meir Shita, I have no shayla. Techivun diyam, Reb Meir, since Reb Meir Shita is, Te ben pekua ten shchita, ben pekua ni shchita, is so semal yuhu, pshita is called a semal yom. I have no suffix. Elakiti bolach, where is my shayla, live there, bonakon, rabbana shchita. The Amr that they say, shchita, si moi metarosoi, that since you shechted the mother, and this, the uber, was inside the mother's stomach. So the shchit the same is matter of teeth. You'll not eat it without its own shchit. Even us walking around now, you'll not eat it without a shchit. If so, I have the shiloh. Is kibisa with the kuladamya. Is it called like a meat in a dekula in a basket? And then it's not called the ser. And therefore it's like come out like a shchit already. And you can't be paid with it. I do, maybe no. I do. Makiva on the hashtag miyurayt v'yot namais. Now it's running around. Ser karina be. It's called a good ser. That's the shayla, is it called the seh or not? Samar says, Mazutru Omar ain't poidim. Mazutru says, yes, it can't be poidim with it. For Ravashi Yama poidim. Ravashi says, no, it could be poidim. Now, Omale Ravashi le Mazutru. So Ravashi says back to Mazutru. My diet, so what's the reasoning? Why do you want to say Mazutru? To say it can't be poidim with a ben pekua, the yalfos mit pesach, learning out from Korban Pesach. And it's so does have Korban Pesach. You can't use a ben pekua. Here also, you can't use it. Rashi says, "The enekav the mezbech penepreshen of the shchidas gulim ki yivolet properly yotze beifin." So ben pekua you cannot be used for carbon. Since it's not kosher for carbon pesa, that's why it's not kosher. Pini petchamar also. So yes, if so, imal halan. If you learn out from carbon pesa, say just like over there, it's only yizoch or it's only tamin. Well, then shon has to be at least only 1 year old, not more. Maybe afkani also. Pini petchamar also. Maybe only could use a zoch or a tumim ben shana. So this answers back no, that mazutra holds the pasuk says tipoti tibod the ribo like we had before. It's ma'ab any type of the seh. So yes, back Ravashi e tipoti tibod the ribo is afilu ben pekua nami. Even the ben pekua is also be called the seh. The mice is called the seh. Even though it's not kosher for korban pesach, it's not worse than a bal mum. Samara says no. Can if so seh seh my hanilei. That's a swear from Rav Ashi that sends that swear Mazutra that Seh tells me that a ben pekua is not called a seh. Rashi says Seh mahanali or mistarv on the muti ben pekua. Why the kishochadam is called like a kishochtin for loy seh? It's not called a seh. V'tipod is ma'aba ba'mum on a cable ben shteshonim. That's a koponim a seh ninu. But here, that's the swear. That's Rav Ashi's swear. That's Mazutra's svar with the Maisa Sinta. Does not need a shchit. It's geshochten already. It's not called a seh. Now, and the opposite, Mazutra holds. Rav Ashi holds no. He could be poyed. He holds no, even though it does not need shchit. But the Maisa is still called a seh. That's included in the seh. And Maisa says we pass him like Rav Ashi. You could be poyed with the ben pekua. Now we boil up a question like this: Mao lift la mao lift dois benidma. Can you be poyed with a nidma? A nidma means even though the two parents, let's say, are both lambs, let's say, but the kid now looks like a goat. So what's the halacha with the nidma? Samara says, Ali, but the Rebbe loza loyti berloch. Kont, Rebbe loza have no shadow with loyti berloch. Hashto, the klayim, madach in the case of klayim with the parents. One was a goat, one was a sheep. He holds with the kid, you could be poido, parkinon, benidma, mi boy, benidma, where both parents are the same. Just the kid looks different. Pshita, it's still called the seh, kosher, to be poido, petach amor. Kiti bolach, where's my shayla, libu the rabbon, according to rabbon of our mishnah. The what? The beklayim, who the loy parkinon. Maybe only by klayim they hold you can't be poido, because one of them, the parents were different men. But benidma parkin, but benidma, since both parents are the same min, maybe could be poida. By dumaloshna, maybe no, lemais is still a nidma's possible for korban. So see, it's not mamish the same. So maybe it's done with the kalayim. So Mor says, Toshima, come in here. It says a locha that porush yoldo minez is a cow that gave birth to a goat. So locha is ain poidin. You can't use it for pidyon for petach amor. So this is the nidma, and this is posel mashmado harochol sheyold minayz mashmado for lamb gave birth to a nayz to a goat, and then poidin mashma that nidma would be kosher if both parents were like it says. So Mor says man who's this go like ilay me rebel is going to rebel as or beklaim nami parkin of blezol even klaim you could be poida sakam a porosh sheyold minayz is no good. And Rashi says, like the kol shekain benidno, for lo more you have to say it for. So what do you have to tell me this for? Elo lab luchur rabbonin, goes according to rabbonin shita. You see, according to rabbonin, nidme is kosher. In the first case, where Pora gave birth to an eiz, Rashi says it's no good because that's called an eagle. But over here, where both parents were says, it's called a sea even though it's a nidme. So luchur you see, according to rabbonin, nidme is kosher. So more says, let it's not the pshat. The Elo ma tell you, Rebbe Lezi, goes according to Rebbe Lezi. And Rebbe Lezi he. And Gufa Kamashvan, that's the Kiddush over here. That the ratio, that the Porah, Shiyol, the Menez ain't Poid, that's the Kiddush. That if a Porah gives birth to an age, he can't be Poidah. Because otherwise, Leitema don't say Zila Basra Didei, go after the Vlad itself. And the Vlad itself, by Eid Mayalyu, it's a good goat. So I would have thought to say that's called the Say, you could be Poidah it. El Zil Basra, go after the mother. By Egelu, that's called an Egel. That's the Kiddush. According to Reb Leza, even though Kalayim is kosher, but over here, Tak, it's no good, because since the mother is a Pura, that's a shame Egel on the blood. So it could be again that a Nidme is only kosher according to Reb Leza, but maybe according to Chom, Tak, it's possible. So again, a Nidme is Tak, where the mother is a Seir, just the kid is a different type of a Seir. Like the mother was a Rochel, was a lamb, and the kid is a goat. So even though they're both like Seirs, but since it looks different than the mother, that's a nidma. So according to Rabbi Lezer, it could be Obi Kosher, and according to Rabbanan, it could be Obi Ein Poidim Bo. Rosh says, Toshima, come in here. The Tony Rabba Bashmuel, a Zil Klayim, what's called Klayim? That's Rochel Sheyoldim in Eis. That's a Rochel, that's a sheep that gave birth to a goat. But the Oviv Seh, its father is also Seh. So here's the question, Oviv Seh, Klayimu, if the father is also a Seh and the mother is a Seh, so why is that called Klayim? At most, the Kuru Nidmu, it's only Nidme. Nidme means that even though the parents are alike, but the kid looks different. Like here, the father is a Seh and the mother is a Rochel, two Sehs, and they gave birth to a goat. So Kuru, that's not called Klayim, the Kuru, that's only called Nidme. So what are you calling this to be Klayim for? Ella rather, it's like this. A Zehu, Domi Leklayim, what's something that's like Klayim? The Shabu Rabbanan Ki Klayim, the Rabbanan has a locha like Klayim. What halacha is like this? So Mora said, that's the case of Rochel Shiol Demenez, that a Rochel that gave birth to a goat, the Yovim Seh, and the father is the Seh. So here there's a Nidme, that this case of a Nidme, we're telling them how the same halacha like Klayim. So who Lamai, for which halacha do we say it has a halacha like Klayim now? For which halacha? The Rashi says, Lamai koma de shav rabon lidme ki Klayim. And which halacha do we say the rabon made a nidme like Klayim? Samora says, I le kodshim, if we're talking about kodshim, Rashi says, Shla yakal gavi mezbeir shnak bring it for korbin. So what do you have to have a special limit here for? Vehech de b'mayit klayim, vehos b'mayit nidma. From the same posik that we say klayim is posel for korbin, from the same posik nidma is also posel. So you don't have to come on like the rabbanan made it like klayim. It's referred to the same posik. Titani, we learn like this. The posik says, shoroi kesef. So we dash in prat le klayim. There's a possible by Kabbalah, going to bring a shor or a kesef for korbim. So exclude klayim. Klayim is no good. Klayim is taki where the mother was, let's say, a sam, and the father was a goat. Or else, or as the pasuk says then, is prat le nidna. So the kids are from the same pasuk, it's a mayit klayim for korbim. We have a pasuk to a mayit, a nidma also. So you can't tell me this loch here, this rabbonah made nidma like klayim, hilkos korbonis. So more says, Elamai what? Ila b'chor. The teacher Rashi says, Lashminu d'leikosh b'chor. It has no kedushas b'chor. So Rashi says, B'klayim shita diach b'chor shoksiv. Dead yimamayit. So more says, I. Ila b'chor. Ach b'chor sho'om rachmona. So we darshim with this pasuk, God shehu shor b'chor rashor. So the kitzur nidme is posik from this posik. So again, you don't have to have it's rabbonim de kalocha. It's from this posik the feirish that the nidme is posil from bechor. El the drush el our limud is lemaisa. So mawat hilchas maisa behema. That's the chiddush. Rashi the chiyecha the klayim loy maisrin af nidma loy.
Yes, so the Gemara says again, tachas mikotshim gomer, no, maise beim is also look like a korbin, so as long as that tachas from kotshim, but just like the nidmes posel for korbin, who are dim shit, the nidmes also posel for maise beim, so you don't have to have our limut, the same with the rabbanim made nidma like klayim. El the Gemara says the petach amor, who is talking about petach amor, Rosh is what loy parkinim bay petach amor ki klayim, that you can't be poida petach amor with a nidma. So it's a raya that nidmi can be poyed to petach amor. Not only with klayim can't you, but even nidmi also it's no good. So when I says Lord, maybe that's not the pshat over here. Liyor lama tell you la maisa. The chiddush here is for maisa behema that there's no din maisa behema by a nidma. So what's the chiddush though? Okay, going sheyesh by miksa simonim with this nidma that again the mother was a rochel and the kid came out to look like a goat, but it has miksa simonim of its mother. If so, now the time I would have thought to say that havor havor me bechor gomar. Let's learn now ma'ase behema from bechor. Just like bechor, we have before that one has miksa simonim that it's chayiv in bechor. It has kedushas bechor on it. And echnami, it's like a balmum that you could shecht it, but a kopon one has kedushas bechor on it. So I would have thought to say here ma'ase behema also has alocha ma'ase behema is kamashmon. That's the chiddush known that tachas mikotshim gomar. We rather learn out ma'ase behema from a regular call of kotshim. So it's like for korbin nidmis posel, or what dinner also nidma has no din of ma'ase behema. So the gemashmon the din klayim ispei hatachas gomar mikotshim ki yechid lemezbeach lekorev nim reish pirkin. But it could be, and echnami for pidyon petach amor, maybe a nidma would be kosher. So from here we have no proof. Now the moral says like this. Iboilu, I have a question like this. Now liftois pepsuli ha-mekdoshim. Again, you have a petach amor. Could you be poider it with a psuli ha-mekdoshim? That means you had a korbin that became a balmum, and then you were poider it. And after you poider it, goes out l'chulin. So the question is now, could you use this senel to be poider petach amor? So what is this? Ali, but the Rabbi Shimon, according to Rabbi Shimon, she loyti bolot. Kivin the yama mutabano. Since he says what at the petach amor is mutabano, if so chuluni, it's a regular din of chulin. So lechuli could be part of the petach amor with psul hamikdashim. Rashi says kivin the yama petach amor mutabano koydim pidyon chulinu a petach amor. The petach amor itself is also called chulin. The yochel if doisoy bo. The lekla maimi isra chalal isra. There's no law of isra to be chalal isra to say that since the psuli hamakdoshim has some kedush like we'll soon see on it, so maybe you can't be poyed a petach amor with it. No, a petach amor according to Rabbi Shimon pshita is muta, but no, it has no kedushim. So pshita could be poyed with a set that's a psuli hamakdoshim. But kiti bolach, where is my shiloh? I'll leave it to Rabbi Yudi. According to Rabbi Yudi shita, the yom that he says also bano, he owns a petach amor before you poyed it has some kedusha on it. It's also bano. If so, my what's the locha? Kivon the yosa bano since lemaisa it's also bano and yisachal lisa to be such a klalav and yisachal lisa you can't be poyed it with a psula mikdashim. You can't put like the bukhur. You want to take off the yisur of the petach amor and put it on the psula mikdashim. But since the psula mikdashim has its own yisur, you can't put the yisur on it. Or Dilma, maybe no. Kivon the lotofis pidyonoi, since that when you're poyed the petach amor, true, you're like taking off the iser, off the petach amor, but that iser is not really chal upon the ser. Like the ser, what you give to the kohen is muta bano. That's called lotofis pidyonoi. The pidyon does not go over onto the ser. If so, all you're doing really when you're being poyed the petach amor is just afkuya isur biyamu. You're only just taking off the iser off the petach amor. And now it's a mitzvah nesimah to give this seh to the kohen. So maybe even though this seh has some isurim because it's a psul hamikdashim, but maybe still it's good. Maybe still you could use it to be part of the petach amor. Rashi says, "Ein isa petach amor chalal isa de behem psul hamikdashim is for kedusha. It has some kedusha. Afilu even after you pointer it. Why? As we'll see later on, the yosa begizir avoda. Now let it use the wool. He can't share off the wool. He can't work with it." So that's one sort of say, you can't use it. Or else maybe no, since you're just taking off the Yisra B'yam, maybe it's Muta. So Mora says, Amur Rav Mori Bred Rav Kano, that Mizutu is so small to you, my Sibu, that the Pesuk says about Psul HaMadoshim, when the Pesuk says, Kitzvi V'chayil, that the Psul HaMadoshim is the same Malacha, like a Tzvi, like a deer, and like a ram. It comes to teach us, Ma Tzvi V'ayil, just like a Tzvi V'ayil, these are Chayis. you cannot use it for pidyon pet chamor. Is af psula mekdoshim ain poidim who adim psula mekdoshim also you can't be poida. It's not called a seh.
So Mora says hashtu the yoshul or the yasil hachi. Once you're coming on to make a drasha like this, if so, Reb Shimon Ami, even according to Reb Shimon Shita, he holds that Petach Hamor is Mutabah, even before.